Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is a big day coming up this Sunday. We're thrilled that Melissa Marcellison, board chair with Stratford Perth Pride, is in studio with so much to talk about, a big event happening on Sunday as we get into the month of June. Melissa, it's good to see you.
You too. Thanks so much for having me, Jamie.
It's funny, Melissa, we were just chatting before coming on the way we go in from May into June, but June is a big month, and certainly with Stratford Perth Pride, we're going to kick it off in style on Sunday.
Absolutely. We're super excited for our Stratford Perth Pride Festival, which includes the Huron County March, Pride March, and then the Stratford Perth Pride Festival in the park. We're very, very excited. Got lots of support from the community and can't wait to see everybody on Sunday.
All right. So again, it is this Sunday, June 2nd. Let's remind everyone how it's all working, because it's quite a big coordinated event, if you will.
It really is, and it has grown so much over the last couple of years. Thanks very much to our sponsors and the support that we have in the community. But we start at Tom Patterson Theater at 1 o'clock. We'll kick off the march, and we'll march right up to Queen's Park after some comments from the board, from the mayor, and from the EDI lead at the festival. So we're very, very excited for that. We'll march together in solidarity up to Queen's Park. We've very much built it as a march instead of a parade. Our event, especially, we keep in mind, it's a very family-oriented event, and wanting to make sure that we can welcome everyone, our allies, those that are members of the 2S LGBTQIA plus community, to march together in recognition of where we've come from and the progress that we still have to make. And then once we get up to the park, that's where the party starts. So we've got our Pride stage with some great performers sponsored by Home & Company. We've got some offstage performances sponsored by West End Pharmacy. We've got our Kid Zone, and we've also got Ally, where you'll see some of our supporters from the community, and then some really exciting vendors. So people will be selling things. We have a tarot reader. There's face painter in the Kid Zone. So many cool things for everybody.
And as you mentioned, this has really grown over the years from the parade, or the march, if you will, to the celebrations at Upper Queen's Park. It's really big.
It really, really has. And again, like, we couldn't do it without all of the generous sponsorship that we get from our donors. We'd really love if you head to our website and check out the Pride page or our Instagram or Facebook pages to find out more details and to take a look at those that are sponsoring us and supporting us. And right now, that means so much. There's some really loud voices that are not so positive that we get to hear day to day. And seeing who in the community is really supporting our queer youth, are the members of the community that live in Stratford and here on Perth. It's so great if you can go support them as well in recognition of their support of Stratford Perth Pride.
So it's all happening on Sunday, and of course, crossing my fingers and toes, but I think we've got good weather for Sunday and a weekend too. My goodness.
It looks really good. Yeah, not too hot. We shouldn't have any heat issues, no rain. It's going to be such a great day.
And we should remind folks, it is Stratford Perth Pride. You serve Stratford and area.
We sure do. Yeah, there's many prides that fall under Stratford Perth Pride or that we help to support, and including St. Mary's Pride, North Perth Pride. And then we cover lots of the places in between because, you know, Stratford is not an island, and rural pride is so important. When you're living in a really small community, it can be hard to build a network of people like you, of people that you can connect with and have those things in common. So we want to make sure we're always reaching out beyond Stratford into the rest of the rural community around us.
Okay. Again, we'll share the details, of course, on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com with the 2024 Pride Festival. It is set for this Sunday in Stratford. And Melissa, is there anything else we've left off, or is something else that folks need to know, or just see you Sunday?
So excited to see you Sunday, 1 o'clock at the Tom Patterson. And then again, the party up at Queen's Park right after.
Yeah, it's going to be a great party. Melissa Marcellison, board chair with Stratford Perth Pride. We wish you a great day on Sunday, and more events coming up too.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.